it's a brand new day ahead. Allow the sun to awake you with its gift.
Program at 7 minutes after the hour. You'll find out what's going on in the world by listening to the top topics in various areas. What's going on in the world of health and maybe the...
At least for one day and we've gotten all funky around here.
Funky!
What happens when I turn my back on you people?
Jennifer Horn is here with Doug Steffen. The situation... In terms of global warming, Jennifer, the first half of this year is the warmest ever on record, according to the data released last night. The first 6 months of the year 2012 have been the warmest January through June period on record. The national temperature average, 52.9 degrees.
Jeez, wow.
That didn't seem too warm to me.
I know, that's sweater weather.
Yeah, it's like late October.
Wasn't last year like the coldest year, the first 6 months of the year?
I think last year was different than this year.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, 4.5 degrees above long-term averages, according to NOAA. You know NOAA? NOAA. That'd be a good quickie quiz question. What does NOAA stand for? 800-510-825.
No,
this is going to be great. She's in fine form today. So are you worried about the climate? Is climate change an indication of the end of the world? 12-12-12, right? The Mayan calendar ends. It's all over. Less than 6 months from now. What's today? Is the 10th, right?
Yeah. So, actually, we should have a party probably on, what, Thursday?
Oh, yeah, it's the 12th. 5 months from today.
Or is it the 21st? No, it's the 12th. You're right.
Is it? I don't know.
No, the 21st, I think.
Is it? I don't like that.
I think we have a couple extra weeks.
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't ring well. 12-12-12 is much better than 12-21-12.
Doesn't that sound spooky? I know. I do think it's the 21st, though.
Right.
I know somebody was telling me at this wedding I went to over the weekend that their kid, their first child, is due on the end of the world.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was like, oh, congratulations, Dad, but here's the bad news.
Yeah, right. So let's see what the climate models indicate. The global warmists say this problem will not subside anytime soon. Looks like it's going to stay above normal for much of the remainder of the summer. Last month alone was the 14th hottest June on record, with 170 American cities meeting or breaking record high temperatures. What was the high where you are? 800-510-8255. So what's your sense of California? Hasn't been warmer. As a matter of fact, when my son and daughter tell me a little cooler, you've been telling me that too.
Although this weekend it actually heated up. It was a really hot weekend in the 100s where I am and where I was all weekend. I was in Sacramento in Northern California. I was in Temecula in Southern California. And then here in Los Angeles, it was 99 yesterday at my office. That was the high point. Yeah, so it is warming up finally. It's getting hot.
All right, so we have some people stories you are following. Before we get to that, it seems that this malware is how it's
malware.
Pronounced, right?
Yes.
Only a few people lost service yesterday. This was another big internet doomsday from the news media. Why do we believe a damn thing that's in the news media?
Well, you know, if they didn't tell you, though, and if you didn't check, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. People would be up in arms if they weren't notified. But yet, when they notify you, then everybody thinks everything's going to crash and it's going to be death and destruction. And it wasn't. It was easy.
It's over. It's way just beyond overkill. So, in this circumstance, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, let me go back a bit here. Supposedly, yesterday was the day when a temporary antivirus fix put in place by the government was set to expire. The computers that were in question were infected with a malware called DNS Charger. And that made it difficult for everybody who had it to get online. Then the government put in this temporary fix. And it was fine until the government said, okay, time for you to fix it yourself. And there were a lot of advanced warnings. You're right, Jennifer. Major service providers said almost all customers had avoided the shutoff. AT&T and Verizon and Cox said there wasn't any impact really that amounted to anything at all. Those who are having problems getting online ought to call the internet service provider. Oh, duh.
And I was online with the gas company. It's weird.
Really? All right, so we have some news about Denise Rich and also a lady named Adesha Miller. This is kind of a sad story, actually, the story about her. And then there's the usual dribble about Tom and Kate, and everything's going to be quiet. We've reached
the
summer.
I have a theory.
Do you? Okay.
I have a theory about that,
all
yes.
Right. So you can get to that in essence. 800-510-8255. What does NOAA stand for? Joseph's in Hope, Arkansas. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. Good day to you.
Good day. So what is it, when you hear the word or the term NOAA, what does that stand for?
It stands for National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, weather people.
Yeah. Do you believe that there is a problem with global warming? Do you believe, there's probably not much to dispute when it comes to the summer being warmest. How's it been down in Hope?
It's been plenty warm. We just got through with a few record high days, and I think that we're just cyclical. I don't think that it's a man-made global warming, but I believe that we are in a cycle.
Yes, I believe you are correct.
As we have been for the last million years.
Yeah, it goes around and around and around. People tell you sound like Daddy Bush.
Very good, Doug.
Yeah. No new taxes.
Yeah.
Read my lips.
Now, are you Daddy Bush? Are you calling in undercover? You can tell us. Yeah. It's okay.
No, actually, I'm calling from hometown of Bill Clinton and Mike Huckabee.
Yep. I have visited Bill Kelly's house when I was there. It wasn't when I was on this station. I was on a different station. How long have I been on KXAR? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. I think about just a year or so.
Yeah. Well, there was another fellow, and I was on another station at the time, and I was invited to come down there and do the personal appearance rub, and I did. I enjoyed my time. My daughter and I actually were crossing the country, visiting stations and writing a book about talk hosts. And so the guy who ran the station, I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Short fellow, stocky, red face, very good guy. He said, I want to show you around town. So he brought Megan and I out on a little tour. We went out to this to the lake in town, and I can't remember the name of the lake. What's the name of the lake?
Well, the closest lake is Bodark, and then there's also Lake Millwood, which is one of the five best bass fishing lakes in the United States.
Well, when I tell you where I went, you can tell me which of the lakes it was.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We were driving around, and he was showing us the highlights, and we're in a nice residential neighborhood, and he pulled into a driveway as a nice-looking fellow raking the leaves. So, and I wasn't sure why he was bringing us there, but he got out of the car, and we got out of the car, and he brought us over and introduced us to a fellow named Bill Kelly.
Uh-huh.
It didn't ring a bell with me at all until Mr. Kelly invited us into the house. So Mr. Kelly brought us into the house, and all over the house were pictures of his wife, Virginia, who had passed about 2 or 3 months before that, and pictures of her son, who at the time happened to be the President of the United States.
That's correct.
Yep.
And also, most people don't know what his name was when he was born, because he was not Bill Clinton.
No, he wasn't Bill Clinton, and now I don't remember.
William Jefferson Blythe.
Blythe, that's right. Yes, Blythe. And Clinton was his father, his adopted mother remarried, and his adopted father was Clinton, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Blythe was a drunk, and didn't he get killed in an accident when she was pregnant with him?
He was a traveling salesman. He got killed on a trip back from Chicago. They were going to move. He was going to come down here and pick them up and move them to Chicago. And he got on a rain-soaked highway, skidded, flipped, and drowned as the car Ditch in about a foot and a half of water.
Yeah. All right. So I was wrong about the drowned, but I remember he was killed in a bad automobile accident. Well, you're full of information, Joseph. This is a good conversation. I'm glad you called. Hold on just a second. What's the name of the lake, though, now that I told you where I was? Which of those two lakes did he live on?
He was on, I think he was on Lake Washita.
Yeah, okay.
There's five lakes in Hot Springs. There's the Gray, and then there's Washita, and there's Hamilton, and there's Lake Catherine. And I can't remember which lake they were on, one of those.
All right, we got the story, complete story. Thank you. Good conversation. I enjoyed talking to you. Hold on a second. And Evan's going to take care of you. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Replace. Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good through July 28th. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Three after the hour, traditionally here in this part of this hour, as we go through a lot of the top things that are on people's minds, reflecting on last night's late night TV shows often brings us around to some items that we may or may not. But the insensitivity of the comedians, Jennifer, is kind of fun, and we can blame it on them when they say things that are outrageous and we just laugh at them. So Jay Leno first, then Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon here in our roundup.
Well, it seems the cast of Jersey Shore reportedly had to sign a VV clause in their contract that they wouldn't hold the show responsible if they got an STD. Well, the network defended this, saying that STD clauses are standard in all reality show contracts. Really? Really? Oh, huh? Like there's two guys in Antique Roadshow? Do they have to sign the VV clause? Right. Hoarders. Anybody on Hoarders you want to have sex with? No, I don't think so.
The Amazing Spider-Man was the number one movie at the box office. It had a huge opening, grossed more than $338 million. This narrowly edging out Mitt Romney. It was, You know, last weekend, a movie about a violent teddy bear was number one. This weekend, Spider-Man. Next weekend, it's going to be Batman. It's a very good time to be 8 years old. It really is. Some people complain that this new Spider-Man movie was too similar to the first one, which, I don't know, how different do you expect a Spider-Man movie to be? He's Spider-Man. He got bit by a spider. He springs around and fights bad guys. What do you want him to do, go to dental school? He's a spider.
And finally, you guys, over the weekend, a man in North Carolina, did you hear about this? A man in North Carolina barricaded himself in a hotel room and asked for a pizza and then demanded to hook up with Paris Hilton. Cops were like, we can definitely arrange one of those, but it might be hard to get a pizza.
All right. Chuckle or two there. Now, the Ladies on the View, also a good television program from which there are many good conversational tidbits. One of them yesterday had to do with their conversation. This is from the health department. Dr. Oz visited with them, and they were talking, all of the ladies and Dr. Oz, about the need for you to have somebody in your life. How important is connective tissue, in a manner of speaking? Listen.
When you operate on a patient, you ask them one question before you operate on them. What is that question?
I ask them who loves them.
And why do you ask them that?
Because if you're going to go through open heart surgery and have your life risked, and you don't have a single person you think loves you, you got a bigger issue than the heart surgery. And you need to give your heart a reason to keep beating anyway.
That's what you say.
And I believe that fervently at every level, but I force my patients, and sometimes they come in there with someone they can identify with, sometimes they don't. I want someone there to celebrate with when I'm done
what
your operation.
I tell you, I've
had this conversation many times. I've never had one patient even who, when they really thought about it, couldn't find a single human being who loved them. And all they got to do is connect again. It's the biggest problem we face in the world today is we're not connecting.
Yeah.
And certainly, if I'm going to take your heart into my hands, I want you connected to some other soul.
Let me ask you this, because you say it always concerns you when a patient comes into the hospital by themselves. Now, I am notorious for this. I always go by myself. But why is that a concern?
You know, I have taken care of too many folks who literally have melted into the bed after surgery because they're having a problem or complication, and they didn't have someone they could rely on. So I just say, listen.
What do you mean they melted into the bed?
You dissolve, and energetically, you just go away. You just don't feel like you have hope or wisdom or vision. You need someone to be there next to you, holding your hand. There's nothing that can substitute the human ability to support each other. It's what allowed us to survive forever.
This is the most depressing thing I've ever seen.
To not have, when you go to the hospital to have an operation and not have somebody help you in or help you out, that would be depressing. I would think that would be, something that would be really difficult for people to navigate through. So make some friends. Find someone to love you. Find someone you love. So, the dog can't bring you in, so you're not going to be able to have that. I can't imagine Charlotte Lee. Although Charlotte has papers, she's a service dog, so that could be it, right? They'd wander in the hospital with.
I didn't know she was a service dog. That's cool.
She is. She provides wonderful service. All right. So the Tuesday Good Day program with the latest on Tom and Katie up next here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you have a food allergy or know somebody who does, then you know how difficult it can be when you travel and dine out. You see, what makes allergies especially tricky is when language barriers make it difficult to communicate your specific needs. One helpful resource is SelectWisely.com. You can order allergy and emergency cards in several languages. AllergyEats.com, which is also available as a smartphone app, lists allergy-friendly restaurants around the U.S. AllergyFreePassport.com offers tips on travel and snack suggestions. And speaking of peanuts, some airlines have stopped serving them altogether, but not all the airlines. Right now, the Department of Transportation is actually reviewing public commentary and studies to decide whether it should implement an across-the-board rule. Remember, at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own health. So make sure you always wear an up-to-date medical ID tag. And if you can't speak, the tag will speak for you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Card. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Card is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The hour now. This is the hour in which Jennifer Horn and I go through the top topics of the day, various issues, items of interest, including the end of Denise Rich in terms of her being a U.S. citizen. This is a pretty interesting story, Jennifer. She won a Grammy, or got a Grammy nomination for what? Do you know how she married some rich guy?
Songs, she wrote songs for Chaka Khan.
Oh, okay.
I do know that. And then she had a lot to do with Bill Clinton. She was a donor for his library.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she was, obviously she donated because he pardoned her husband, Mark Rich, who was, they call him a fugitive financier.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Clinton gave him a pass?
Yeah, the last day he was in office, Bill Clinton pardoned him.
Oh. So she's 68 years old, but she divorced this guy, right? Mark Rich?
Yeah, she's divorced now, yes.
Okay, so she's giving up her American passport. She is Australian by birth through her deceased father. So she's going to move to London. A lot of people do that. London is a very international city. You know that, right?
I do know that, yes.
People. And if she has Austrian citizenship, The taxes are much less there. But do we know really, it's not about taxes. What's her story? What she doesn't... Remember when Alec Baldwin said, if George Bush gets elected, I'm moving to Canada.
Right.
Right, so what's her beef?
I mean, her real reason for moving, she said, was to be closer to her longtime life partner. And her family and her loved ones. And by what was the nice little icing on the cake is by becoming an Austrian citizen, she saved a ton of money in future U.S. taxes. So that was the real reason, I'm sure, because...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. Okay. I thought yesterday the president announced he was cutting taxes for everybody who made under $250,000.
Under $250,000. This lady, I'm guessing that's probably like peanuts for her and her family.
Well, actually, truth be told, this is an extension of the Bush-era tax cuts. And it also, this is very interesting, the way that it's been presented by the news media has been incorrect. The way when you read it or hear the story being discussed by some of these incompetent boobs that claim to be news people, the suggestion is that it only affects those people who make under $250,000. Nope. It affects everybody, whether you make $250 more or less. The tax bill, as it has been proposed, gives you, if you make $5 billion a year, the tax on the first $250,000 will be less than what you are paying now. That's the difference between that and the Bush-era tax cut. Did you know that? You didn't know that.
I did not know that.
All right, so there you go.
Such a fountain of info.
Anyway, so I'm looking at some other people. Who else do we know? Anybody? 800-510-8255. Who do we know who has renounced their American citizenship of late? The guy who co-founded Facebook went to Singapore or something. I remember that. That's a offshore tax haven for the public offering.
Is it in really? May. Now, if you do that, do you really have to leave the country?
No, you don't have to leave the country. What you do is you renounce your citizenship, become a citizen of another country, and you just travel back and forth on a different passport. That's all. That's all it is.
Because I think it's great to try to save money, but I would not really want to move anywhere else. I mean, even Europe, I would have trouble, I think. They don't like ice over there. What would I do without ice?
They don't like
seriously,
Europe,
that's the reason I am American, born and bred, yeah. Because I couldn't go anywhere.
If you renounce your citizenship.
I'm an ice addict.
If you renounce your citizenship, I'm certainly hoping to be... being corrected on this, but my understanding is you renounce your citizenship, that is, you turn in your passport, and therefore you can never travel as an American before, or if you became, you'd have to go through the same process unless you wanted to come as an illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you have a passport, you can come in and out of this country. I don't think there's a country on the planet, unless it's now Syria. Can you still come to this country if you have a Syrian passport? Under the circumstances, sometimes we embargo...
What about Cuba? We still have that going, don't we?
We have it going that we can't go there, but I believe Cuban citizens can come to this country.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact,
Ricardo.
I'm pretty sure that they can. And I don't think there is a country in the world that that issues a passport that's prohibited to travel in America. So if you come here and you own a home, you can do that. You're just not supposed to work, I think. Not much of a problem
okay,
for
that's
these people.
The life.
Yeah, right.
You get to be here on vacation and you don't have to work.
It's a sticky wicket because if you're here, what happens if you're making your money in America, whether you're a citizen or not, you're still supposed to pay American taxes. This would be a good. We ought to get some guest who
yeah,
knows
somebody
some,
who can really tell us.
Who actually knows something.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Although
right.
It's fun to speculate.
Everybody
has to wear green if they're here illegally.
Okay. Let's get to Tom and Katie. They have reached a settlement. What we know is, what we don't know is, what, who cares?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what we know.
All right.
I won't tell you what we don't know because I don't know that.
Well,
but
you
I will
know
tell
what you
also,
don't know. Though.
But yes, but I will tell you my theory on things, which
okay.
is not brain surgery. All right, so what we do know is that yesterday, in probably what was like the shortest divorce proceeding ever, I mean, what? She filed for divorce the last week of June, and already they came out in a joint statement saying that they had reached a divorce settlement, case has been settled, agreement has been signed, please protect our privacy, we're thrilled for everybody to start new chapters in their life, and this is going to be great for Surrey, blah, blah, blah. That's what their statement said.
Mm-hmm.
Then TMZ, gotta love them, get all involved with everything to find out, okay, what actually happened? Well, this doesn't seem like anything that Tom Cruise would really want. Katie was given primary custody of Surrey. Tom gets a good time of visitation
time
with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also a rumor going on that Surrey and Tom could only be together in the presence of one of Katie's bodyguards or a nanny. That is still up in the air whether or not that's true. So he may not even get any unattended time with her.
Is that to keep him from talking about Scientology?
Correct. Yes. Uh-huh. There was also a huge chunk of the divorce proceedings that talked about the role of religion and what each parent could tell Surrey. And pretty much as she is right now, they can't talk to her at all about any kind of religion. And then
neither parent can talk to the daughter about any religion.
Right. So Katie can't bash it and Tom can't encourage it.
Huh.
And then as she gets older.
But is that just Scientology or is that if they want to bring her to a Catholic church or a Protestant church or a mosque or a.
From what I understand, it is we do not speak about religion.
Under any circumstance.
Correct. I don't know. That's just what TMZ is reporting.
Hmm.
That there's restrictions on the discussion of religion in general.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. So,
here's what I think happened.
All right,
because,
I want to hear this, yes.
Okay. So I have this kind of weird feeling that Katie has something huge on Tom because there is no reason. He's a good dad. He's a doting dad. He kept custody of his last two kids. Mm-hmm. She must have something so huge on him that he had to relinquish control immediately. This was way too quick, in my opinion, to get worked out, especially if he didn't know this was coming. Yeah. I know. So what if the rumors when she first are true? What if Suri is actually L. Ron Hubbard's kid? What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Dougie?
I don't know that I want to think about that. But,
but maybe, you know, and then maybe Katie said, oh, no, I don't want this for my kid once she was really here and, you know, six and impressionable.
Hmm.
I don't know. Mm.
Well, certainly Tom Cruise is important to Scientology. They customized a 4x4 vehicle for him. They cut down a tree to make him a pen. This is I mean, this is more ridiculous.
He's a high-up muckety-muck there.
Right. They gave him an aircraft hangar, motorbikes, a luxury trailer.
Filled with slippers, which I thought was funny, because he didn't want anyone to walk on the carpet with their dirty shoes. The other thing that the Hollywood Reporter is saying is that, and people have alluded to this, that Katie really wanted to make a clean break right away. So she started distancing herself a few months ago. She actually fired Tom Cruise's daughter, Bella, from her clothing line.
Really?
How do you do that? How
Katie
do you fire
Holmes
your
has
stepkid?
A clothing line?
Yeah, she does. It's new. It's a brand new one. But, yeah.
So
Bella's out. Sorry, kid, you're fired. Get out of here.
The Church of Scientology made it very difficult for them to divorce, according to... very complicated... all these people involved. So who are these people?
Well, Katie Holmes, again, they're talking about how she did this so neatly. She really cut ties. The day she made the announcement she was filing for divorce, everything was done. She cut ties. She had no contact with Tom. The reason she did this is because... in the religion of Scientology, it is very hard to file for divorce. What happens is they make you go through this whole thing, auditing sessions, they call it, with these e-meters. And once you get out all your issues with your partner, then they assume you'll fall back in love with each other. She is friends with Carmen Llewellyn, who was married to Jason Lee, you know, the star of My Name is Earl. Jason's a Scientologist. His wife, Carmen, converted to Scientology to be with him. And they tried to get divorced in 1995, but it was drug out until 2001. Because Scientology was trying to save their marriage.
Very good. There you go.
So Katie knew this, how it was going to work, and was ready to cut.
Is Katie going to be in Dawson's Creek?
In the movie?
That was the thing that started all this, right? Tom says, you can't go do that. And she says, yeah, I want to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The project may be dead, but that would be cool if they brought it back so she could do it.
Yeah.
I'd like it. She's actually doing a movie right now. This is another weird synergy, a synchronicity, as Uri Geller would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie called Molly, which she co-wrote, she's co-producing, and she's starring in, and it's about a single mom and her daughter. Weird.
Yeah. One of the things that bothers me today is the focus on Brad Pitt's mother, whose name is Jane. She is apparently a right of center to a pretty large degree. And the news media, as usual, is taking this apart word by word, letter by letter, piece by piece. So she wrote some anti-gay letter in support of Mitt Romney. I'm sure Mitt's happy to get that or hear about that. But so Brad's a liberal and she's a conservative or a right winger and he's a left winger. So why is that? Is that just more fodder for TMZ? Is that just all this is?
I mean, how often does this happen in families when the kids and the parents,
so
even the both parents,
she writes
the same
a pro-Romney letter?
Right.
So what?
Well, they're not saying it's the big deal was the pro-Romney part. Apparently, it had some anti-gay message in it. That seems to be what caught everybody's attention.
We are so screwy here. What is really important? Okay, you want to know what's important?
He defended her, though. That's the good news of that story. Is he came out and said everybody has their own right to their opinion. Just because hers is different doesn't mean that it's not right.
Right, and that ought to be the end of the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't be, but it ought to be. So here's something that's really important in terms of the health department. Your cholesterol readings. How are they doing? Have you been eating well this summer, this spring?
As of February, they were good, Dougie.
As of February, Jennifer's got good numbers.
Yes.
Have you checked yours lately? If you don't know what they are, my suggestion is you check them. If you're concerned because cholesterol, after all, does lead to heart attacks, does lead to heart disease, does lead to cardiovascular problems. So the idea that I have come up with, actually I've pursued this because my cholesterol numbers have not been good. Even though I work at it, my body makes the bad cholesterol and doesn't work. It doesn't make enough of the good cholesterol.
Stress impacts it. You know, stress you've had a stressful month, and that really does make a difference.
And a stressful year or two.
You really have.
All right, so here's what you will probably like when you hear me tell the story about this new approach, an all-natural approach from Italy. Product is called Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce cholesterol levels and reduce triglyceride levels. That's very important. Lowering the bad fats in your blood system is something that will keep you alive and healthy for a long, long time. You get excellent results lowering both cholesterol and triglycerides by taking Cardiol. In fact, the folks at Cardiol are so sure this will work for you, they want you to have the first month free. So call them at 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day free trial. You get 30 capsules, take one a day, and you'll see how it'll temper things out. And then you stay on Cardiol because of great maintenance. That's what you want. You want to maintain the good levels, and that's how you do it. With Cardiol, go online to Cardiol.net, Cardiol.net/Doug. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you're online ordering. Cardiol.net/Doug or 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial. You'll pay a little shipping and handling, and you'll be on your way to having a safe and wonderful cholesterol and triglyceride reading.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than 2 regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Do you hear the story about Adacia Miller, 24 years old, attending a house party in a home of the officer, police officer, off-duty police officer in Detroit? She went into the house, and police said that she hugged the officer from behind, accidentally set off his gun, and killed her.
I hear about that. Awful. Yeah.
How about that? I was like, here, let me hug you. I care so much about you. Bam, you're dead. Wow. Why was the officer armed at a party? 51 after the hour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Connects you to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with email to doug@dougsteffen.com or jennifer@dougsteffen.com or rich@dougsteffen.com. You can listen to us any number of ways, downloading. We stream live till 10 o'clock Eastern every single morning. So if your station doesn't stick around for the whole broadcast, help yourself by listening to it either live till 10 a.m. Eastern, or you can download podcasts. Pretty easy to do. You can also connect with us on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter.com/Good Day Show. Everybody can be in tune with what is going on. This is the technology portion of this hour of Good Day, in which we try to help you understand some of the things that are going on in the world of technology. Things change so quickly. Shelley Palmer updates us, and then sometimes we get some new items of interest. Did you know, for example, that you can enter Google image searches by color? Did you know that? Google search box.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You knew that, Richie?
Yeah, you can.
So what does that mean?
There's all kinds of filters.
Oh, well, what does it mean? Are you kidding? Shelley Palmer's going to tell us in a moment.
Cool. Before.
Stick around.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment, a most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you know that you can filter Google image searches by color? Or that you can use the Google search box as a calculator? How about just typing the word movies in your zip code into the Google search bar to see what movies are playing? There are literally hundreds of Google tips and tricks that can save you time and make you much better at the art of search. And Google wants you to know all of them. On Tuesday, July 10th, Google will begin offering Power Searching with Google, a free 2-week, 6-part course to help you find things faster and more efficiently. The classes will include some traditional exercises, interactive searching, Google Plus Hangouts on air, and Google Groups. And of course, you can take them whenever you want over the 2-week period. Becoming an expert at Google search will really help you. So, Google Power Searching with Google and sign up. Or just visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, technology is changing faster than ever.
By the time you get it out of the box, it's already out of date.
Which is why Rent-A-Center really makes sense. You can get the latest and greatest computers and tablets without ever worrying.
Because you can upgrade to the latest model anytime you want.
So you're never stuck with yesterday's technology.
Like my phone?
Wow, is that a cord?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a great deal on Acer laptops or tablet computers, all with the worry-free guarantee. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends July 28, 2012. Quantities limited.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the ladies of The View, sometimes, well, I think most every day, have something pithy, something good that comes out of the show. I haven't, a number of things yesterday came out, including a conversation about how appropriate, Jennifer, it may be for your spouse to check your email.
Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver has been married to his wife Jules for 12 years. But she said in a recent interview that she still checks his email and cell phone to make sure he's not cheating.
The guy has 4,000 TV shows, 10,000 cookbooks. When does he have time to cheat?
That's what they all say. But you know, the thing about it, if you've been married 12 years, because I believe in putting up boundaries. I believe in, you know, safeguarding your marriage. But if you got to be the regulator, because I believe if a man is going to cheat, he's going to cheat. And, you know, that's a lot of time. And
everything.
Everything.
If and when he would, which I don't, you know, Jamie Oliver, he seems like a really great guy. Yeah. She'd want to know, right?
But
she's going to find out, is what she's saying. She's going to safeguard it and know, not be in the not
know. The problem is if you check all the time, you may find out something that you're not supposed to find out. Because you know the
that's
email.
What,
but
that's
see, this
the
is the next
no,
point.
No, not about
but the, yeah. No, no, but this is the other thing. I hope that is a two-way street. I hope she's open for him because I would not, you know, I'm not checking your stuff.
No.
I'm not looking on your stuff. I don't want you in my stuff.
That's
not
right.
Because I'm doing something, but because it's mine. If there's something I want to tell you, I will tell you. Stay out of my stuff.
I'm with her.
I love Whoopi.
Man.
I know. I love
Although
it.
Although my wife knows my password, just because, and I know hers. And
yeah,
if
okay.
I
okay.
needed to or wanted
but
to, I could.
But the point is you have trust.
If you
right.
don't trust, then you ought not
right.
to be married.
Yeah, but
time
right.
for divorce.
It's my stuff.
Everybody
that woman,
this.
I'd divorce her in 2 seconds
yeah.
flat.
Yeah, if you don't have trust, you don't have
nothing.
Anything.
Nothing. So minimal impact from the DNS Charger malware from yesterday. Only a few people apparently were unable to get online. Much ado about nothing as usual from your friends and mine, not in the news media, national and international news media. Very little impact. All right. So that's the end of that story, and that's good news to end the hour on. Doug's Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.